They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzalez, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Pratt's worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande. A Texan who understands the function of the Second Amendment. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, this all was breaking about Showtime yesterday, and I decided it doesn't make sense to just talk about it on something big and then just have to speculate. And so today we don't have to speculate. It's not just D.C. The Texas House Republican leadership shows that even when it comes to personal integrity, they're not much better than Democrats. A speaker appearing drunk while presiding over the House, by the way, that was Friday night, and is likely why they surprisingly went ahead and adjourned and didn't work on Saturday, that left many key bills killed. Tried a direct result, it appears. Well, you got a speaker appearing drunk while presiding over the House. We get not an answer about his behavior from him. Oh, no. But a theatrical attack on the Attorney General for pointing out Phelan's failure to perform and meet decorum. I'll tell you about this, and there are very few folks in the state who have followed all this stuff with AG Paxton as closely as I have, who can really pour cold water on this stuff that the media is pumping out today. Anyway, we'll get into all of this, including the audio from Friday night in the Texas House. The Lone Star Story of the Day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone them at 800-411-6906. By the way, those rural school districts that some of these rural reps say don't need school choice because they're just fine. We had a great national column out on that yesterday, pointing out how Ken King and Darby and a bunch of these rural Republicans school districts are in terrible shape and their scores are terrible. We've got an even more amazing piece of news out today from a local media source in Texas about, well, it's just another story that shows how silly the idea is that rural districts are okay. They don't need any. The parents there and the children there don't need any choice. Yeah, right. The Texas House lets more important bills die due to waiting so long to get busy and work. And we'll go through all the things that died and things that have passed. And we've got border news if time permits. By the way, my friends, the great singer and legs, pair of legs, Tina Turner has died. She was 83 years old. Listen to Pratt on Texas on demand anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast recording of today's show and other interviews at prattontexas.com. Just go there, click where it says podcast page, and then all you do, you just see all the shows, the titles, and a play button. You just hit play and you can listen. As we're also on all the major podcast platforms. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. We've got a few headlines to get into, that, and I've got a lot of things that need covering, but this stuff out of the House is going to take a lot of time. Let me breeze through these headlines. Two dead, seven injured, all part of a construction crew building a two-story house in Conroe. This happened as a tornado hit, or they say that maybe not a tornado, but a big severe storm, strong winds toppled the house. Terrible story there. Yesterday, reported early this morning, it happened yesterday afternoon. And in Jones County, KRBC reporting that a home was destroyed by a tornado. In fact, the National Weather Service confirms a tornado hit the area about 9 o'clock last night. Brandon Gull, who is a Taylor County deputy sheriff, and his wife Amanda were at home when a tornado hit, completely leveling their property. He and his wife suffered minor injuries. Their animals did not survive. They lost their barn, sheds, and chicken coop, too. Terrible story there. Disastrous in Dallas. WFAA saying Stars fans, that's the ice hockey team, the NHL team, in the playoffs. Stars fans throw beers, debris on ice during an ugly loss. They really behaved poorly, and not at the end of the game. I mean, this is all towards the end of the second period of the three periods. A man arrested after allegedly running naked, as we would say here, or certainly in East Texas, naked through the street. Titus County, KETK, says this guy was arrested And he did all this in front of a bunch of adults and children, so they got Billy Wayne Gage Jr. for exposing his genitals to six children for sexual gratification. Who knows whether that charge will hold up. But nevertheless, they got him. Interesting evening, Tuesday afternoon, just running through there naked. And nude for those of you, or naked for other people. But down here, it's naked. Four people found dead at Nash, Texas house. A teenager's been charged with capital murder. Stephen Gamble reporting out of the Texarkana Gazette that 18-year-old Cesar Olalde of Nash has been charged with capital murder. He's in the Bi-State Detention Center. They hadn't released the cause of death, but it looks like because they got calls about an individual armed and barricaded in a residence, and they were told several people were dead in the house. They made contact with him, arranged his surrender, and he was arrested. A Houston fashion designer has been arrested after defrauding $600,000 from investors. This is some guy that was doing high-level gift boxes for names like Megan Thee Stallion and Usher, you know, all these celebrity people. Turns out a lot of it was a big con game. Good news for AM radio. Ford's reversed its plan, says it won't get rid of AM radio in all its cars next year. By the way, there's a lot on this. There's a big lawsuit against Tyler Technologies on their e-court system that's been problematic all over. This is a federal suit out of North Carolina. And American Airlines and JetBlue Alliance has been struck down on antitrust grounds by a judge. And SpaceX is asking to join FAA as a defendant in the lawsuit trying to shut down the launch port in Boca Chica, mainly because this environmentalist filed a rather specious lawsuit. But SpaceX knows darn well the libs at the FAA aren't going to try to effectively defend it, so they've gone to the judge and want to be named a defendant in that suit. I will get back to the details of those stories if time allows, my friends. We need to get into the big story out of the legislature. And if you'll go back to Monday's show, I was extraordinarily condemnatory towards leadership. The House doesn't want to work. And this has been going on now for many sessions. You know who the speaker's going to be. They still take forever. And by the way, I want to add something here I haven't said. When these guys tell you, oh, well, it takes all this time, all these big bills, you forget, we pay them to go to interim committee meetings during the off year. That's right. All these committees have interim committees, and they hash out and work out a lot of key stuff. I've told you back in the fall that if you have big, important bills, you really need to be working with the reps then so the interim can have them ready. So don't buy this stuff that they have to do everything right there in the 140 days. And a lot of these big bills that they're still not getting work done on, folks, are stuff we've been working on for more than a year. And they do get paid. They get their per diem and everything when they're going to interim committee meetings. So it's not just the 140 days. I never have mentioned that or haven't in a long time, and you need to know it. So the House can't get busy on time. And what they do is they wait forever to appoint their committees, and then they sit around and don't do much. And even the high-profile legislation that a lot of people in leadership tell you is so important, they told you in the campaign we're going to do, they sit around and dawdle. They don't get it out of committee. They don't schedule it for a floor vote. They scheduled a bunch of absolute crap Democrat bills for early votes when they started finally working about a month later than they should have been meeting and considering bills on the House floor. Even let some of them pass, because that's the payoff for Democrats electing a speaker that conservative Republicans wouldn't have backed in the caucus. And so they don't get to work. They get to work down at the end, and then they start going in Friday. They said, oh, we're going to work on Saturday too. And then all of a sudden, Friday night, they gavel close in. It kills a lot of key legislation. I mean, it kills it. That's it. People have worked for years on some of these things. Citizens, these are very important things. And they don't come in on Saturday. The Senate committees and people were meeting even on Sunday. No, they don't come in. Well, all I knew was that Friday night I got a message that Charlie Guerin and the speaker decided to gavel it adjourned until Monday. And it cost us all. Now we sort of know what was going on. Back in a moment.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
A couple from Texoma wrote, I would just like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact Dr. Zuniga and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga and DentoCare. Isabel and I were in Costa Rica to see Dr. Zuniga at the same time this couple was, and we had a great time visiting and dining together. I know they're planning to return for even more work and plan on bringing other family members down too. Learn what it's all about, save huge money while getting a great vacation at the same time, and experience firsthand a level of service to which I cannot well put words. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in DentoCare, by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Visit PrattonTexas.com and click on the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for no obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
Need attachments on your skid steer to street sweep, pallet forks, brush cutter, snow blades, or land levelers? West Texas Attachments can help you today. West Texas Attachments is your go-to on all skid steer attachments. Rent or buy, WestTexasAttachments.com has attachments for every type of skid steer job. Rock and brush attachments, manure forks for dairies and cow lots. WestTexasAttachments.com delivers when you need it. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
Now, here's a man who thinks you take the good with the bad from an elected official. But when the bad threatens liberty, you throw the bum out. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, people started press reports about, was Phelan drunk Friday night wielding the gavel? I'll let you hear it in a little bit. There's a good piece by Jonathan Ritchie, senior staff writer at the Dallas Express. Phelan dodges questions on drunk claims, and this is the whole thing. I mean, you got to take all this together, what's going on and the lack of ethics in it, because he won't talk about it. Phelan's been virtually silent on the issue. Now, this happened Friday night, and it was out on Twitter Friday night, the video. Neither issuing a statement nor responding to requests for comment about whether he was drunk or suffering from a medical condition. This has led to accusations that Phelan's dodging the incident. Tim Harden, president of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, told the Dallas Express, "I think it's clear from the footage and the viral nature of the clip online that the vast majority of Texans are coming to the conclusion that something is off with the speaker. The general consensus is he's drunk. This is a natural conclusion since it is well known that representatives drink on the floor often, and it is not unheard of for there to be a bar set up in the back hallway." Folks, they go in there in that lounge and drink, and then some of the reps run sort of a bar in their offices. Harden said it's entirely possible there's a medical condition that caused that, and if that's the case, you'd think the speaker would defend himself from the accusations. "I think the people of Texas deserve to know what happened that night, and it's concerning Speaker Phelan has thus decided to ignore the issue. It makes it seem more likely he was caught drinking." Of course, that doesn't fit the rules of House decorum. Certainly not what we expect over a leader. And nobody seems to be writing about the fact that this is apparently what blew the day on Saturday, that they were all told they were going to work so we could get these bills through before the deadline. His behavior appears to be what was behind having to quit early, which, again, wouldn't even matter if the House would ever start working early. Now, it's important. At the same time, the House is... So Paxton, the AG, comes in and says he ought to resign. The House General Investigating Committee was sent a letter of preservative to AG Paxton, saying they've been looking, investigating him in his office, just because, you know, he had to go to the legislature for the money to be for the settlement for these employees that the state agency, the Office of Attorney General, wants to settle with, these so-called whistleblowers there aren't. And instead of just dealing with that, they've been running a secret investigation since March on him, which really that's an investigative arm solely with jurisdiction over the legislative branch. All they can do basically is they could, I guess, offer up articles of impeachment. It's not going to go anywhere. Just what they had already said, we're not going to pay any settlement, so you're going to have to go forward and do this on your own, because they can't investigate and they don't have authority over an executive branch agency. So they claim that Paxton's statement about the speaker resigning because he was drunk yesterday is just an effort to save face. Well, that's really not true, because this investigating thing apparently they were doing since March and keeping it secret. Let's start with the audio and I've upped the audio as best I can without making it unlistenable in between, and you will hear the people telling Phelan what to say. I mean, he was so out of it. They were telling him what to say while he was presiding over the house. And if you see the video, it's glassy-eyed deer in the headlights look. I mean, it has the classic look of intoxication of some form or another. This is the audio. And by the way, one of our great listeners pointed out to me yesterday, last night, remember how Texas Monthly just tore up Speaker Craddock once because Terry Keel, one of the other members there, was behind him telling him what to say. They made a big deal out of it. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Of course, he knows what he's doing, the dean of the house. But you won't hear that this time, you know, typical. But here's the audio.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption.
Mr. Campbell, Senator, the amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has none. The amendment is adopted. The chair recognizes Mr. Johnson of Harris. Mr. Johnson of Harris to speak in opposition to the bill.
It's not right. You want the opposite? Chair recognizes Ms. Niave Criado to speak in opposition.
The chair recognizes Ms. Niave Criado to speak in opposition to the bill.
Lots of slurring, lots of prompting, and frankly, if you see the video, it's pretty clear. So, Paxton called on Phelan to resign amid, so what happened yesterday, the timeline from Brad Johnson of the Texan.news, around 2:30 yesterday, House General Investigating Committee announced a meeting at 3. At 2:53, Paxton tweeted out his statement calling for the speaker's resignation. At 3 p.m., the committee convened, went into executive session. At 3:10, the Office of Attorney General tweeted out the letter. In other words, they've disclosed things. They're not keeping it secret like the operatives in the House. They sent out the letter to the public that the committee, you know, calling, they sent out a letter calling for an investigation into Phelan. About 4:40, the committee then announced they had issued 2 subpoenas for Matter A, keeping it secret, and would hear testimony this morning. Well, they wrote, until Tuesday, no state legislative official had commented on the video, including the speaker himself. There's been no confirmation that Phelan was in fact inebriated. Only social media speculation. You go watch it. Now, they had their hearing this morning. And it is so funny to watch people who are in the process get all caught up in the whirlwind and can't stand back or the tornado and look at this thing. All they did, you got headlines that sound horrible. Here's the Tribune, which, of course, the Dallas Morning News, more than any news outlet in the states, tried to destroy Mr. Paxton since he was a state senator in Plano because he's an unabashed Christian conservative. They do everything they can to color the news, and they hate him. And the Texas Tribune, of course, as well. Investigators detail years of alleged misconduct by Texas AG Ken Paxton in stunning House committee hearing. Actually, there was nothing stunning in the House committee except that they said, well, we started doing a quiet investigation secret back in March. That's when, of course, they were requesting the funds to be put in the budget for a settlement in the office from these so-called whistleblowers who have already had their case out there in the media. And I'll just tell you what happened. House committee prepares potential case against AG Paxton. Scorecard writing, the committee heard testimony from a group of 4 investigators secretly appointed by the committee in March. During the 3 hours of testimony this morning, little new information was brought to light. All they did was go over the old 8-year-old or 9-year-old, whatever it is, securities fraud investigation that, of course, was thrown out in federal court. And we're still paying special big Democrat prosecutors to go after him on. They never will let him have a trial date. His attorneys have asked for a trial date. They tried to do it in Houston and other unfriendly areas. The courts finally said, no, this has got to be back in his home county. They still won't give him a trial date. And it says the main focus of the report was the settlement reached with 4 former employees of the AG. Now, think about that. It wasn't the allegations that they made, which have already been made public. There's nothing new here. It's the same old stuff. They didn't agree with their boss, and they keep calling them. And by the way, the mainstream articles, oh, these were good men. They're civil servants, conservative Republicans. And no, they're not civil servants. They're political appointees. And the whole argument in the AG's office is correct for every agency out there. These are not civil servants. They are hired and fired at will. They are political appointees. That's who they were. And they're trying to act as if they were civil servants, employees there who aren't political appointees. and that they ought to be paid money because they think they were fired improperly. Well, no, they're political appointees. It's no different than the president's cabinet or all these deputies, this, that, and the other. You go out and speak against the boss. You go against his political decisions, whether you like him or not. By the way, they made all these allegations that it's this his friendship with this Nate Paul. Well, let me tell you something. We're at this now over a year. None of these radical prosecutors have gone after. Nobody's been able to make a case yet against the attorney general on this stuff. All they did today, and the media is going to tell you, oh my gosh, except even in some of them, if you read very carefully the hyperbolic stories from the leftist media, the mainstream media, there's nothing new. Nothing new was presented today. What we have is the Speaker of the House got caught being drunk in there, and it cost us. It cost all Texans. The Attorney General pointed it out. So they immediately called this big theater hearing for this morning to damage the Attorney General. These folks, the Republican leaders in the Texas House, have ethics no better than Democrats.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Employers, are you needing to fill a position? I'm Michael White with Goodwin Recruiting. I can take the burden and headache off your plate and find the best candidate for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. That's mwyatt @goodwinrecruiting.com. Email me for more information and let me know that you heard it on Pratt. Get the Goodwin team working for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Connecting great people to great employers. That is a good one, recruiting way.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Here's the audio again of the speaker at the dais Friday night. And of course, we wonder, why did they decide to gavel it adjourned until Monday and kill all these important bills people have been working on forever instead of working Saturday, which members were prepared to do and had been told to be the case? Well, it's kind of obvious from the audio. And if you see the video online, boy, it's deer in the headlights, glassy eye.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption.
Mr. Campbell, Senator, the amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has none. The amendment is adopted. The chair recognizes Mr. Johnson of Harris. Mr. Johnson of Harris to speak in opposition to the bill.
It's not right. You want the office?
The chair recognizes Ms. Niave Criado to speak in opposition to the bill.
And we're in the final days of the legislative session. It has to end on Monday, meaning there's not going to be any action till, you know, except maybe, what, Saturday or Sunday. Last few days, and the AG says the speaker ought to resign. Immediately, the House Investigative Committee calls a theater hearing this morning, and they have these guys they've had collecting stuff, but the guys haven't collected anything. All they've done is taken what's been in the media already through several election cycles and over the regular news thing. There's nothing new. And they held a theater deal today so that the state press could tell you, wow, shocking, amazing allegations against all kinds of things against Ken Paxton, the AG. Tit for tat, and at least by the time I'm recording this, the speaker's not issued a statement. Nothing to explain his behavior presiding over the House, which it appears is what cost us a day's work and killed so many bills, which is our business, not their business. That's our business. And I'll tell you, these people that keep bringing up these speakers sure do show they don't have very good judgment in people, don't they? Now let's skip to this other thing where yesterday, and it's in the show summary, if you want to go read it, there's a Creator Syndicate, one of the biggest, you know, newspaper column syndicators, maybe the biggest in the country. There was a really big piece out about, oh, Ken King of Canadian, Brandon Darby, and some of these other rural legislators that are trying to stop school choice in Texas and saying rural schools are great. And the columnist, I don't know him, he went and looked at the scores in the schools in these state reps districts, and they're abysmal. Oh, but our rural schools are fine. We don't need school choice. How about this piece that broke last night at KWTX, that's at Waco and Temple, the big TV station, out of Marlin, Texas. Marlin High School reschedules graduation ceremony after only 5 of 33 seniors were found eligible to graduate. KWTX recently learned 28 of 33 seniors at Marlin High School did not meet graduation requirements due to attendance and grades. Now, isn't it funny that these wonderful rural districts waited until graduation to even know that these kids, you know, you might get one or two that flunked a test at the end, but attendance and everything else? Funny, it wasn't until graduation time that the school even bothered. It's because they have no competition. Children and their parents are captive to this socialist government model. By the way, the Senate passed the House Education Bill that they, HB 100, that they amended to put school choice back on it. So it did move. It goes back over, and then you'll have to have some work between the bodies. Now, some of the other things, since not just the stuff Friday, I detailed some of the bills that got killed, the key stuff that was so important, even the election integrity thing of increasing the illegal voting from a misdemeanor back to a felony where it was before this leadership group screwed it up last session at the end of the session because they don't work early enough and everything's up against the time clock. That was one of the many things killed by Phelan's whatever it was, and alleged, you know, who knows. There's more they've let die because they don't work. They don't get to work early. They don't convene and start hearing important bills early and debate this stuff because they don't want to debate it. They don't want to vote on these things. Many of these things, they want it to be killed procedurally so they never have to cast a vote because the role of leadership, that's why they shouldn't be elected by the members. The speaker should not be elected by the members because the role of the speaker has historically been, quote, I've been told this many, many, many times, including by people who were top deputies for speakers. And, of course, many members all the way back to the 80s, the role of the speaker to the members is to protect the members. That means protect incumbency for both parties, not to look out for you folks, even though it's our government. Texas Republicans lost the bill to make illegal immigration a crime at a state level, which was a very big test of federal power and very important. Tuesday was the deadline yesterday for the House to pass Senate bills to third reading. They didn't get the work done because they wait too damn long. Senate Bill 2424 wasn't even taken up till 10 till 9 last night. And then the Democrats started trying to get it and pause it and beat it up. And then the sponsor there withdrew it to kill it. Representative Tony Tenderhold, a conservative, railed against Republican leadership last night, accusing Representative Cody Harris of ignoring his objection to postpone the bill. In other words, they come up, the withdrawing it's postpone the bill to like July or something because then they're not in session. It's an admission of defeat instead of just calling the question and having a vote on it. Tenderhold wrote, tonight I objected to the postponement of SB 2424 from the back mic. This is a border security bill that Republicans just killed in the House with a procedural move. I yelled my objection to the postponement and the speaker refused to turn the microphone on. See, this is what I'm saying. This is the kind of leadership we have. This is not a body where everybody's representative has the same rights. Leadership does despicable things on both sides of the aisle. This is how it's always worked, and it should not be this way. It should be stopped by having a speaker who is elected by the people, just like a lieutenant governor. And we've got it. Before we do that, though, there are other reforms. You cannot put so much power in the hands of the speaker where he can basically, through his appointments, prevent any bill from ever being heard. Even if 90% of the body's for it, he can stop it. That's not American. That's not Republican. It's not the way our bodies are supposed to work. So, I yelled my objection to the postponement. The speaker refused to turn the mic on, shook his head, and gaveled the motion through. This is how conservative priorities die in the Texas House, said Tender Holton. He's right. Oh, and the Texas House, here's a headline today at the Express News. I mean, liberal media. Texas House snuffs out bill requiring the Ten Commandments to be posted on school campuses. And it was Mays Middleton's bill from Galveston. And, of course, the regular lefty groups are all against it, and that bill died, too. They don't have time to do anything because they don't work early. Abbott signed legislation extending the statute of limitations on certain assault offenses. House Bill 467 by Tom Craddock was signed by the governor yesterday. It has to do with felony assault against family member victims with close relationships and other stuff. It was a change that was needed. Texas adds consequences for educators, teachers who expose kids to, quote, harmful material. Aaron Anderson at the Scorecard telling us House Bill 4520 by Cody Harris adds consequences that keep offending educators out of school. State law defines harmful material as material whose dominant theme taken as a whole appeals to the prurient interest of a minor in sex, nudity, or excretion, and is patently offensive to prevailing standards in the adult community as a whole with respect to what is suitable for minors and is utterly without redeeming social value for minors. That's already the law. This adds exposing minors to harmful material to the list of crimes that require the state to revoke an educator's teaching certificate. And if they get convicted and get deferred adjudication, they still can't get their teaching certificate back. That is very good. Just another way to attack all this pornography and sexualization in our public schools. Texas House approved three election security measures. Unfortunately, they've let some others die. Interstate voter registration cross-check, making it easier to get out of this Eric thing, which, by the way, the Democrats are all against this now, and yet when we joined it, they said it was a terrible thing and voted against it then. And letting the Secretary of State, already told you, take over a county's elections if there are real problems there, and abolishing an elections office for Harris County.
Patience is a virtue. Brad on Texas continues after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
If it moves in your warehouse or business with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving. Texas Battery is your source for the right battery for material handling equipment, from forklifts and scissor lifts to newer autonomous warehouse machines. If it moves with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving with the correct batteries. Rely on Texas Battery to keep your supply chain moving. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
There is a delicious treasure in Abilene not to be missed. It's Bell's Chicken Dinner House, where homemade, fresh, mouthwatering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts are created for your dining pleasure. Bell's Chicken Dinner House, an Abilene treasure, is open to serve you lunch and dinner Thursday through Saturday and open Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch. Enjoy Bell's Chicken Dinner House Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Time at the lake, on the boat, or just fishing from the dock can be great fun and a great retreat. You know what would truly make that investment in time just right? Having the coolest dock on the lake or pond. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the best, most fun custom boat docks. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and diving spot on your dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Have the coolest, most fun, and functional dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man so important, other talk show hosts listen to his show, even while they're on the air. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. More from the waning days of the 88th Texas legislative session. Senators Betancourt and West passed the Texas Virtual Education Bill. It is a bill that gives high-quality virtual education, you know, online stuff, options to families, students, and school systems. It's kind of the thing that they learned about during COVID, but there's some folks, well, like where I grew up, it would have been great if we'd had those tools because the things just weren't available at the local rural school district that apparently so wonderful that we don't need competition. Texas Senate loads PUC Sunset Bill with grid priorities, electrical grid priorities, as legislative insurance versus the House. Basically, what Senator Schwertner said, the amendments are just in case measure, pending what the two chambers can hammer out on these various things about the ERCOT grid and the power supply and all of that. So they've hung them all on another bill so they can still be, you can still get this stuff done. There's a lot of bad stuff in all of this and good stuff, mostly. The bad is that even the Republicans have forgotten the free market, and they refuse, as I addressed, I think, yesterday in detail. Maybe it was yesterday, maybe Monday, but this is the problem. The problem with our grid is we had a free market for generation, and then the politicians ruined it after that great move to that proved effective. I mean, Texas electric rates plummeted for a decade to the lowest in the nation. It started bringing big, heavy industry to the state, you know, Caterpillar and people like that. And then they got on there and they passed these things encouraging incentives for wind and solar on the grid, and that's put us there. But instead of admit the mistake, they're just doubling down by more political bureaucrat interference in the market. And it's all the costs, by the way, are going to be shifted onto your electric bill. That's right. Instead of making the solar and electric investors and those companies pay for it, for destabilizing our grid, and the politicians who did it with their stupid incentives that completely destroyed our very successful model for the world on a free energy market. Good news here, Texas, they're upset. This Michael Murney at the Houston Chronicle seems upset. Texas is close to killing two different bills that would decriminalize marijuana and expand access to medical cannabis. The headline, Texas weed reform bills close to dying in Senate despite bipartisan support. Yeah, because Senate, House got these over there to them. And now they're not going to probably bring them up. They're busy with the other stuff, and that's what happens, stuff like that. And I've had a story about State Senator Roland Gutierrez is driven to fight for Uvalde victims' families. A puff piece on this lefty and frankly not very bright, in my opinion, state senator who represents that area. Dallas Morning News, Philip Jankowski had this big piece this last weekend. And it's just interesting. You know, Gutierrez says, I see myself stuck in at this moment, these videos of dead kids, and I see nobody advocating for them. It's got me stuck. Of course, today's the anniversary of that horrible thing. And if you read most of the press, it's all about how conservatives are bad, guns are bad, all this. And very few people, there's almost no media report. I saw one, I think, at the Texan that got the headline pointed out a murderer went and murdered these children. It is a terrible tragedy. The press through the legislative session is nothing but all kinds of stories for months and months about all these now lefty activists out of Uvalde and how somebody was lost. I get angry with this, and don't take it the wrong way. This is a tragedy for them. But you know, people are killed every day in lots of ways, including car wrecks, including arsons, including just knives and beating them to death and stuff. It's manipulation. It's utter propagandistic manipulation to try to make us a non-free people every time this stuff happens. And you got this Gutierrez, he's been griping about how he's just stuck. And I point out, he says, it's got me stuck. Nobody's advocating for these children. And I wrote a couple of days ago, I've had this in the stack, says a member of a party that constantly advocates against policing, for ending our bond and bail system to easily allow known criminals, including murderers, back on the street who are committing more murders. Look at Houston. Murders. Calls putting people in prison racist just because of how the statistics work out on who commits crimes. And worse, ignores that murder, assault, and everything related to murder and assault, whether it's at a school of children or not, is already against the law, not just against one law, but all kinds of laws. with death penalty as an option. And yet, we're supposed to give up our rights to defend ourselves and our family, and really our nation as well, by ending the right to having firearms that are effective. Because that's going to magically stop murder. And all the press accounts, it's all the same stuff. That's magically going to stop murder. But if you just pass some laws, you just pass these laws, that's what they say. Every one of them, that's all they ever got. Pass all these laws. Well, but the things that they do with the guns are already illegal. How's this going to work? Oh, you can't ask those questions. You don't care about children. I'm sick of a few of the people from Uvalde. Not all of them, but a few of them have used this as their moment. Yes, Robert Pratt questions whether some of these people love the limelight as much as the issue. There are, and I'm talking one or two people, okay? Because they're in front of every TV camera. Robert, it's because of the loss. Okay, then, all right, then I'm wrong and I'm a despicable person on this issue. But I will tell you this, they ain't offering up any solutions to anything except to take away your rights to defend your family. And it's quite amazing, given that this community, one of the problems at that school was that there's constantly these illegal alien chases that were ending right there with the illegals bailing out near the school, and they were having to do shutdowns all the time, so everybody was a little bit softened to the idea of a lockdown. What about these people bailing out by your houses and in your neighborhoods? You don't want to have you don't want people to be able to defend themselves if they're cartel people or any other kind of thing. It's just, it is an effort cooperatively, ad hoc, and probably in some cases actually organized to propagandize the world and the people of this country to end the one thing that keeps us free, and that is a populace that has hundreds of millions of firearms. Because that's all they're interested in, ladies and gentlemen. And the firearms didn't kill anybody. They don't jump up and they don't go to schools and they kill people. It's a murderer, no different than the murderer that goes in the convenience store and pop somebody for $30 out of the register. It ain't the convenience store that caused that. It's not the clerk at the convenience store that caused that. It's the guy that went in there and did it, or the gal that went in there and did it, period. Same with mass shootings. Well, Robert, we can take their tools away to do it. No, there are many other ways to do it, but the problem you've got is that no gun bans anywhere in the world have been effective at taking the firearms out from the hands of the actual people that do serious mass violence. Now let's switch gears very quickly. Governor Abbott hosted a meeting with 9 fellow governors on border security and gave them a big briefing yesterday. Some of them are going to come help us, but I hope, you know, they're not going to help us unless we actually stop people. And we'll see how that goes. Exclusive photos, physical barriers, no match for surrendering migrants at Texas border town. Randy Clark and Bob Price at Breitbart, Texas. A big piece today with the photos. Eagle Pass, despite the placement of Konex containers, concertina razor wire, and a more significant border wall constructed by the state, the migrants stubbornly moved around or crossed over the impediments. As Breitbart looked on, more than 100 migrants breached the barriers earlier this week. Well, I told you what happened before when we first put the concertina wire up. Our own people, our guard and DPS, helped them through it. One point, migrants appeared to have been instructed to return to Mexico by Texas authorities. Guess what? It says they just ignored them, walked along the wire till they breached the barrier. Other migrants followed them. We're still not repelling people, folks. Well, Robert, what do you want to do? Well, do you really want to stop the problem? I mean, that's a real serious policy issue, but don't waste my money telling us we're doing what we're not doing. And yesterday, our Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a suit against the feds challenging this new rule that they're giving mobile applications for mobile phones to let illegal aliens schedule their unlawful crossing into the United States. It's called CBP One App, and the federal law already explains what the rules are. This is another lawless effort by the Biden administration. Thanks for joining me. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.